If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified so that we may know you, love you, and serve you, so that we may honor you as we prepare for coming up to Lent next week. Let us seek to grow holy during this time so that we may always glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Ordinary Time. We've got a real powerful martyrdom today, and we're going to continue in the Book of Kings. But we've got Paul Meeke and his companions. And, of course, they were martyrs in Japan. You know, when you want to understand why China and even North Korea reject a lot of religion there and why they embrace the communism and they want to reject religion, the reason is not so much about God, although that's there, it's they don't want any Western influence. And that was one of the reasons they didn't want Western religion, is the way they would look at it, in Japan. And so that's one of the reasons why Paul Meeke and his companions were martyred. They rejected the Christian God, of course, Jesus Christ. So they rejected, Christianity for several reasons. And one of them was because of the Western influence. And that still goes on today. And that's one of the issues with China, because China rejects Western influence. At the same time, you also see this image or this the teaching that's coming out of the different parts of the world that are now feeling that the Western world is falling apart. You'll see this coming out of China. You'll see it coming out of Africa. You see it coming out of even Russia. And so that's an issue too. So they bunch everything together. But that also brings us back to a challenge. And the challenge is that we're called to, as we see the model with Paul Meeke and his companions, we're called to live our faith in such a way that we are above all other cultures. And I don't mean literally like looking down on them, but we're not connected to any of the cultures because we're connected to Christ, who supersedes, hence the above term, supersedes, is above all the other cultures. So that's one of the things we want to look at, and that's a powerful understanding that we see in why, first of all, there are a lot of the Asian countries reject Christianity, and some of them, of course, are embracing them, especially in pockets, but that's one of the reasons, and also because of the other forms of rejection that comes upon Christianity when it enters a culture. So that's an interesting thing, and that did play a part in the death of Paul Meeke and his companions. So we remember that today, and we're continuing in our first book of Kings, which is our daily reading today, and we're talking about that. And we can see this powerful prayer that's coming from King Solomon. Now, remember, King Solomon is, of course, David's son. He is the next carrying on the line. We also know that King Solomon goes astray. We know that story as well. We believe that King Solomon also wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And so we believe that as well. I mean, that's one of the things that many people believe, so, which I do too. So we see a lot with King Solomon, but here he is now consecrating the temple. Because now this is the first time we've ever seen the temple on the earth. We talked about that in previous programs, yesterday and on Wednesday. And so now we're seeing the temple that has been built, and now it's being consecrated. And this is an interesting thing, because what Solomon brings out is the temple is where the Ark of the Covenant will be placed. But Solomon recognizes that even though we understand God's presence is in the Ark of the Covenant, it's still not the full manifestation of God because, as Solomon explains, there is no structure in all of the earth that can contain God. And so we see this powerful truth of God who is bigger than anything we can create for God. He is, there's a great line that the Hispanics use. It's part of the Spanish language. It actually comes from Arabic, to tell you the truth. And that line is Masaya. And so I like to use the line to describe God. He is Masaya. He is beyond all. And so we understand this powerful reality of who God is. God is beyond us. God is real. God is powerful. And God is bigger than everything on the earth. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. I understand there's a misconception about Catholic churches, and so you might say, well, obviously their highest priority is my money. No, that's not true. That's why we're doing this. No, our highest priority is your presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. So it's your presence. So keep that in mind. So what I'm doing there is I'm letting you know, please come to the 10 o'clock AMS. Now, just so you know, you may feel self-conscious because the basket will be coming around and you'll say, well, I don't want, you know, everyone to look at me when I don't put anything in the basket, which no one is. No one could care. People could care less. But if you do feel self-conscious, just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, no other parish or church, so keep that in mind. So you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And please do not throw the stone. Well, it is obviously on this Tuesday of the last full week of Ordinary Time, and we're continuing to look at this powerful reading from the first letter, for the first book of Kings. And so as we're looking, this powerful prayer that Solomon makes, and there's something powerful about this passage, and I want to bring this up. The passage ends up with one word, forgive. And this is an important distinction because we have to realize if we look at all of this, if we look at why Jesus died on the cross and we know he rose again, we look at everything we do, we look at the point of our liturgies, we look at the point of our church, and, you know, I'm talking to a Catholic audience, but I know there are many people listening who are not Catholic, and I'm sure all the ministers who are, everyone who's listening, your ministers will tell you the same thing. Everything is about forgiveness. So much so that we know that Jesus said that is a condition for entering into heaven. If you refuse to forgive, you can't get into heaven because you're refusing to forgive. And Jesus made several parables that really indicated that. So everything here is about forgiveness. So we are in the forgiveness reality. We're all about forgiving others. And that means we do more than that. We forgive them and we lead them to holiness as we seek holiness in ourselves. So this is an important distinction because, yes, we can preach about sin and we need to preach about sin, but it doesn't do any good to preach about sin if we're not preaching forgiveness. Because the whole point of preaching about sin is to lead people to recognize they need God's forgiveness. If you don't recognize sin, then you can't seek forgiveness. And that's an important consideration. There are people who you may hear about occasionally in the news who are just people who maybe do terrible things, but if you ask them about it, and they'll go, I didn't do anything wrong. Or there was nothing sinful about what I did. And you go, really? Do you actually believe it? Yes, there are people who actually think like that. For the most part, they're in prison. And let me correct that, just so you know. That doesn't mean everyone in prison thinks like that way. They don't. There are people in prison who think that way. There are people out of prison who think that way. And so they may do something that you and I would say, that's a horrible thing, and they would never, ever occur to them that they did something wrong. And so they can't ask for forgiveness because they don't understand they did anything wrong. That's why it's important to teach about sin, but it's also important to teach about forgiveness. If we don't teach about forgiveness, we can't teach about teaching about sin doesn't mean anything, because if there's no forgiveness, then everything ends right there. So we believe in forgiveness, and we believe in total forgiveness, that the Lord will forgive you. Well, then you can say, well, what about the unforgivable sin? The unforgivable sin, which is blaspheming the Holy Spirit, is basically to do exactly what I just said, is to recognize that there is no sin in what you do, and to reject any concept of God, and so you don't need his forgiveness, and therefore that means that you will never seek forgiveness because you believe that you haven't committed any sin. And you can see that, which is the context of it, with the Pharisees. Here they are, they're lying about Jesus. They're refusing to see Jesus as who he is. They know what the scriptures teach, yet they close their hearts to him and they do everything they can to tear him down. And in doing so, they don't think they're committing any sins at all. And there's no forgiveness there because there's no understanding that they did anything wrong. So how can God forgive someone who refuses to ask for forgiveness? So we can see how forgiveness is this key role on both sides, and we see that very powerfully. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.